Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
So now, how many days is it until 41, was it? 42, something like that?
We're at 42 and counting.
She has a countdown clock running on her telephone, so she can tell you down to the second how long it is until the 2019 version of
The Taste of the Blue Ridge.
It's really not going to be long. It's what, August the 12th?
It is. It's Monday, August the 12th, and we're really excited about this event.
It's a big fundraiser, and it's also a big old party. Everybody has a really great time.
It is tasting for a cause, so you get to eat and do good. That's a win-win all the way around.
Well, now, one of the things you guys always do with it, since you've had it, you're doing auctions, live auction and also a silent auction. And I hear the big item for the live auction this year is, well, it's okay.
It is okay. I would be glad to take this trip myself, Bruce. We decided to go tropical this year.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, the trip we're auctioning off is at the Bahia Hotel at Cabo San Lucas on the Sea of Cortez.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It really is. It looks like a great trip.
Give us some of the details. I mean, days, nights, that stuff.
Well, it's a five-night trip, and there are some blackout dates, but,
course,
you know,
yeah,
we'll have those. But it looks like a fabulous hotel. It is a package for two, lots of activities to do. There's some paddle boarding, sunset cruise, some snorkeling, coffee and pastries, all that kind of fun stuff. And the most important thing is just to relax and have a wonderful time.
This will be auctioned off to folks that would like to bid during the course of A Taste of a Blue Ridge.
It will. That will be our live auction.
Okay. Are there other items in the live auction, or is that the only one? And then, of course, in the silent auction, you've got a bunch of stuff, too.
We have several things in the silent auction. This will not be our only live auction item. We will have several things for our live auction. Those will also be some very cool packages.
Yeah. What's the money going to go to this year?
This year, the monies that we raise will benefit our Imagination Library.
Ah, yes.
That's what we call our Fund a Need. And so we're excited about that. It will also benefit our Play and Learn program, which is an hour-long play group for caregivers, parents, children, grandchildren to come and play. And it will benefit our outreach and community involvement, community engagement programs.
So you can't beat that. It's a good use for the money and some wonderful prizes. And tell us about the food. Tell us about the restaurant there.
Oh, we're going to have all kinds of good stuff there. We're going to have barbecue and sliders and just lots of different items, local restaurants, the best local restaurants around. And we're going to have restaurants from all three counties.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite things about this is that sometimes we get in a rut and we kind of stay in the county we're in, and that's where we eat and that's what we do. But we'll be able to sample some of the really excellent restaurants that surround Mitchell County, too.
Yeah, and that's one of the ideas behind it, is just to get together and have a good time and to raise money. But you also do get an opportunity. You can go and you can see what that restaurant over there that you've been thinking about going to but haven't gotten around to it yet, what they have.
Absolutely.
And what
Absolutely.
It's like. So that's really neat. How many restaurants do you have now, do you know? I mean, I'm sure you're still building. You're 40 couple days out, but
we are still building. I don't have my papers in front of me about the restaurants, but I know that Number 3 Grill,
mm-hmm,
from Mitchell County is going to be there. Laura's Pizza from Burnsville.
Burnsville.
Mountain
right.
Chef from Burnsville.
They're going to be there. Good.
Kay's Kitchen is going to be there. The Fox and the Fig is going to provide coffee to go with our dessert dash.
Ah, I like that. Now, dessert dash, what does that mean?
That's one of my favorite parts of the evening. So if you have all this fabulous food, you have to have dessert to go with it.
Well, of course.
And so one of the games that we'll have, we'll have games with our live auction, our silent auction, and one of my all-time favorite games that we do is the dessert dash. And so what we do is we ask the table of eight folks to bid collectively on to get a dessert. The highest table gets to go first and pick the dessert that we want. So we have all these beautiful desserts that all these amazing bakers are donating. And so during the evening, you're getting to scope out which dessert you want. And so the table that has the highest bid for the dessert dash gets to pick out the dessert they want. And our auctioneer will start calling table numbers in the order of the highest bid. Mm-hmm. And so you better know which one you want. And if you think it's going to go early, you better bid high so you can make sure you get the dessert that you want. And then, of course, we'll have stuff there for folks to eat their dessert that evening. But if there's leftovers, then we'll have stuff for them to take for the table to divide the dessert to take home. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that. That's a pretty neat thing. People actually run to get some of these desserts.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So, again, it's going to be on August the 12th. Cross Street Commerce Center, since it's back in Mitchell County this year.
Yep.
And folks should just get their tickets. I guess you can go ahead and get your tickets now, can't you?
You can get your tickets. Our tickets are available for sale, and we would encourage you to buy those early because they're less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fundraiser, but we would encourage you to buy those early, and you can buy those online at www.blueridgechildren.org. And that is a secure site. I know sometimes that can be a worry, but that is a secure site. And if you would prefer to call one of our offices to get your tickets, you're more than welcome to do that also.
Okay. So it's coming up. It's not going to be that long, so go ahead and make plans now to be a part of it. And it's a lot of fun, and it's great food and all the exciting things. But it also is helping children in Mitchell, Yancey, and Avery counties, and that's really all the excuse you need.
That's exactly right. Come on out and taste for a cause.
There you go. Ruthie, thanks for catching us up on all of it.
Bruce, thank you so much.
Our guest today, Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. Ruthie, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.